Oh, goody, goody, you're waking up. Hello, welcome back. You've been out for a bit, not too long, don't worry. I was very careful with you, was very sweet, made sure to be very gentle. Moving you away from your group. None of them even woke up. I dragged you out of your little camp and they didn't rouse. You seem confused. It's okay. You're not lost. You're right where you're supposed to be. Right here, with me. When your group decided to walk into my cave and start exploring like they owned the place, I made the decision right then and there. Your little group would be allowed to explore for some compensation. Nothing big, just a little something in return. Nothing too extreme. So, while you were sleeping, I entered your camp. Silent as a mouse, I crept around, looking at everyone, taking in everyone's features, and I landed on you. You are exactly what I was looking for. So, with a little help from a potion, it was easy to take you further into the cave. Further away from your group and closer to me. You only woke up once we arrived here. I placed a little smelling salt underneath your nose. That did the trick right away. And now we're here. With you staring up at me like I'm some kind of a monster. What? Have you never seen a lizard woman before? Well, now you have. You can take all of me in. From my scaly green skin to my long forked tongue. This isn't something out of your imagination. I'm real. You're really in a cave, far away from your group, with a random stranger. You aren't dreaming, little one. You've been brought even deeper into the cave. Far, far away from your friends, and none of them are even the wiser. I really thought it would have been harder considering you're all trained adventurers, but it seems that tonight was the one night you went and forwent that watch duty. How lucky for me. Now, if you're good for me and play your cards right, I might even return you to them in the morning. None of them the wiser, and this night can stay a secret just between the two of us. Though, if you're going to be naughty, I have ways of dealing with that too. Are you going to behave yourself for me, little one? I like that look in your eyes. A little bit of fear, a little bit of curiosity. Are you trying to buy time with me until your group comes and rescues you? Because if you are, I know something that you don't know. What? Oh, I know you think you know your friends. You want to believe that they love you and they would do anything to get you back. As soon as someone wakes up to go to the bathroom, they're going to notice that you're missing. And then everyone gets up and decides to start looking for you, right? Gosh, you're just so adorable. They aren't going to be waking up until the morning. That was the help of another little potion of mine. There's so many helpful herbs in these caves. I'll teach you how to use them if you want. But first, we have more pressing matters, don't we? Of course we do. The matter at hand is what I want from you, little one. As I said, I made a deal with you folks, whether you realized it or not. In exchange for exploring my home, I just want something in return. Something small. Considering this is my cave, and this is the place that I call home, I didn't think that it would be too much to ask for a little something in return. Out of everyone in your little group, you happen to tickle my fancy the most. Considering the rest of your party, it makes sense. You've got some good-looking members, but none of them can compare to you. You're exactly what I've been looking for. I thought I was going to suffer through another one of these alone, but now I don't have to. I have you, and you want to help me out, don't you? That's right. Of course you do. Look at you, so obedient. It's cute. I would have thought you would be the leader of your group, considering your prowess on the battlefield, but you're not, are you? No, that's too much responsibility for a little one like yourself. You're much better at doing what you're told, taking orders like a good little soldier, right? Oh, you're even more perfect than I originally thought, little one. I picked correctly with you. So I'll make you a deal. Just you. I've taken a liking to you. Consider it a little thank you for coming along with me. I want to give you some peace of mind. So, if you agree to do whatever I tell you tonight, I'll return you to your group, and you'll be free to explore the rest of the cave without another visit from me. Deal? Just saying deal doesn't seal it, little one. You've got to know that. You've been dealing with magic long enough. The gift of words does nothing for a deal. There needs to be a physical act, sealing the two of us together, bonding us until the deal is fulfilled. What I need from you, little one, is a kiss. That's all. Will you allow me to kiss you? Thank you, little one. There. Now I have to be a woman of my word. Otherwise, there will be some kind of punishment for me. But it is just a peace of mind for you, little one. I know how many thoughts can be racing through a head like yours. Magic users always overthink things. But that's okay. You're not here for that reason. You're here for me. To do what you're told, right? Then let Let's see how obedient you can be, little one. You like how my tongue feels sliding in your mouth? Playing with the forks of my tongue? That's it, little one. You taste so delicious. Oops. Too bad. You won't be needing these for what I have planned for you. What's that look for, little one? Did you not realize what you were doing when you got here? Oh, how cute. Every month, lizards produce an egg that they must lay. It can be done alone, something I've done every month since moving here. But it's definitely easier with a partner. If there is a body to fuck the egg into, the process is a lot more enjoyable. If you're worried about the egg and what it will do to you, there's been no cases of lizard pregnancy in any other creatures. The egg will slowly dissolve inside of you. Or you'll just push it out right after. Whichever you would prefer. I think pushing the egg out would be more beneficial for you, considering the predicament you're in. You wouldn't want to show up to camp with a belly bulge and then try to explain that you aren't really pregnant, just filled with an egg that is slowly going to dissolve inside of you over the course of the next few days. Besides, I've heard it's pleasurable to both be filled with the egg and then push it out. Folks say it's the most intense orgasm you can ever have. And you, little one, you're going to get to experience it for yourself. I don't think I can wait any longer. I need to be inside you. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Fixed right with you. Don't think any of your other party members would feel like this. Sucking me in so well. Oh, yes. That feels good. Slowly thrusting in and out of your inviting hole. Yeah. That's it. Not giving you a second to adjust either. You don't need it. You're going to be obedient and take it, aren't you? That's how you get back to your friends. That's how you get out of here. By being good for me, little one. That's all it takes. Doesn't it feel good to be good for me? You like taking it? Feeling my ovipositor fill you up with each thrust? Only to slide out and leave you empty? You didn't know it would feel this good to be fucked, huh? If my ovipositor feels this good, just wait until you get my egg inside you. It's going to make you come right on the spot, little one. I know it is. Already moaning for me and starting to let go. That's it, little one. Moan for me. Let me hear how good it feels to be fucked. Yes, that's exactly what I like hearing. Making me so happy. Following my orders so well. Keep it up. Make me happy. Impress me and you'll get that egg. You want to know what it feels like now, don't you? So curious to know how big it is, how much it's going to stretch you out. You never considered yourself a size queen, but now that you have a giant ovipositor inside you, you don't know if you could go back. Oh, yes. Going to ruin this fucking hole of yours for everyone else. Going to make sure that no one fucks you like me. That way you come crawling back, begging for another breeding. Oh, yes. So fucking good for me. Feels so good wrapped around me. Taking every inch so well. Yes. Your hole eagerly takes whatever I give you. Even wanting more. Rocking your hips to get my ovipositor deeper inside you. Yes. Oh, that's fucking right. Just like that. Right there. Look at you. Doing such a good job. You're going to keep it up for me, aren't you? You want to be pumped full of my eggs, don't you? Oh, look at you. Didn't even know this was an option an hour ago, and you're already needing it. Craving the sensation, needing to know how it feels. You're too curious for your own good, little one. That makes it all the better for me. Fuck. Clenching around me. Oh, didn't realize you wanted it that badly, little one. It's cute. It's like you've lost all sense of yourself as soon as you got filled with my ovipositor. Once you learned that I didn't want to hurt you, you were almost excited to start. Squirming against my hard scales as I pound into you. Oh, yes, that's it. That's right. Right there. Fuck. Oh, that's so good, little one. Keep taking it. Don't fucking stop. Just like that, yeah. Feels so good, moaning around my ovipositor. You can't get enough, can you? Love the feeling of being filled so much, don't you? So obedient, taking it so well. Oh, easily allowing me to pin you to the wall so you can't move too much. My helpless little one, it feels so good, doesn't it? Love feeling weak, so trapped like you can't escape. Submitting yourself so beautifully to my ovipositor, trying to get the egg inside you sooner. Oh, yes. Clench around me again and maybe that'll happen. Oh, fuck. Oh, I was teasing, little one. And I'm not gonna complain. warm velvet tightening around me as I continue to slide in and out. Your hold becomes looser the more I thrust inside you, working you closer. Oh, fuck. The ovipositor misses that special spot inside you every time, causing you to cry out in frustration, wanting to get closer, wanting to chase your own pleasure. Oh, yeah, fuck. You're going to come when the egg fills you. I told you that. You're not coming a second sooner, and I'm doing everything to make sure that little one, right now, you're mine. Totally and completely. You don't want to go anywhere, do you? No, fuck. That's fucking right. Enjoying it too much. The moans are evidence enough of that. You're lucky we're deep enough in this cave so that you won't lick your party. I'm sure they would love to see you in such a sorry state. All pathetic and moaning on some lizard's ovipositor. Oh, and you don't even know my name. Oh, and they would start thinking you're easy. Maybe even thinking you're less capable on the battlefield. Giving you less intense duties because it's clear. It's clear that you can't handle anything more than that. After all, they would probably think you would have let yourself be taken. Oh, fuck. A skilled magic user like you? That's the only way. Oh, don't worry, little one. This dirty little secret can stay just between the two of us. No one has to know how you sound when you're being fucked by an ovipositor. These noises... These noises are just for me, and I want to keep it that way, little one. Oh, yes, I do. Fuck. Getting closer. Can feel my egg starting to slide down the length of my shaft. Can you feel it? Oh, notice how my ovipositor is so thick right here. That's my egg. That large egg is going inside you, little one. Yes, it is. And it's going to feel so fucking good. Oh, feeling it move down the length of the shaft, starting to enter you. Oh, fuck. Your hole starts to stretch, filling you even more. Oh, it feels so good to be so full, doesn't it? Oh, and you're not even all the way yet. Shaking my egg so slowly. Oh, that's it. That's right, little one. Doing such a good job. Come on, keep it up. Once it's inside you, you'll get your release. You'll get to come, what you're so desperate for. Oh, fuck, getting closer. Your hole, it continues to expand as the egg travels deeper inside you, reaching almost to my tip. Fuck. Right like that, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Keep going. Handling it so well. Look at you. Doing such a good job. Look so good like this. Oh, fuck. Are you ready, little one? I don't think I can hold off any longer. It's coming, little one. Be ready, because... Oh, my God. Here it comes. Fuck. That's right, little one. Look at you. Belly so swollen with the egg already. How does it feel? Do you like that feeling? Well, if you don't want the rest of your group to be any wiser, you're going to have to push out that egg right now. Yes, I'm being very serious. The longer it stays inside you, the more it starts to attach to your body. Your body will dissolve whatever does attach, but the egg is currently trying to breed you, implement itself deep inside you, and start growing. I know you're sensitive right now, little one, but I'm going to need you to lay down on your back. Can you do that for me? I'm going to help you get this egg out. Yes, I am. Look at you, still being so obedient. I guess you don't really have any other option, but it's still nice to see you so well behaved, little one. So happy that I picked you over everyone else. You're perfect for this. Exactly what I was hoping for. Now I need you to spread your legs, little one. Very good. And now, you're going to start pushing. The egg is going to start causing pleasure inside you to get you to stop the birthing. But that's what you want, little one. Right as it is pushed out of you is the most intense orgasm you will ever have. And you... You are going to get to experience it right now. Are you ready? Then start pushing, little one. Come on, start pushing for me. You can do it. Just like that. Yes, that's it. You're doing so good. Come on. Keep it up for me, little one. Keep pushing. I know the egg is starting to admit pleasure inside you, but you have to keep going, don't you? Yeah, you have to keep pushing. The pleasure you're feeling is a good sign. It's a sign to keep going, to keep pushing. Feel it move through you. I know it's big. I know it's filling. It's so slow, but it's okay. It's going to get out of there. Yes, it is. Oh, you're doing so good for me, little one. Keep pushing. Keep pushing for me. Yes, yes. You look so amazing like this. Yes, you do. Come on, little one, you've got this. I believe in you. I know you can handle this. Keep pushing regardless of the pleasure. I know it's intense, almost blinding. You want to stop so that the pleasure can stop, but you can't. Not now, not when you're so close. Come on, little one, you can do it. You're so close, you're right there. I can even see it. You've been so good for me, so obedient. Come on, push it. Birth the egg for me, little one. Come on, let me see what I fucked inside you. I want to see it so badly, little one. Come on, come on, you can do it. Push the egg out for me. Come on, you can do it. Let go and push. Just like that. Oh, look at you. Pushing out the egg. Coming completely undone. That's it. It's okay. I've got you. You're good. It's all over now, little one. Yes, it is. No more egg inside you. Completely empty belly. No one is going to be any wiser that you got fucked full of an egg and then gave birth tonight. No one is going to be able to tell that you just had the best night of your life with a lizard woman. It's okay, little one. I already know that it is. Just like I know it must feel awful now that you're empty. You went from the fullest you've ever been to the emptiest. It must feel so bad for you. But if you want, you can always visit. Can always come back and get an egg whenever you need it. I wouldn't be so opposed to seeing you again, little one. You're perfect for this. Even enjoy it. A part of you can't stop thinking about how good it felt, huh? So would you want to come back and maybe visit me? Then maybe I'll be seeing you around. Now, how about I take you back to your camp? I am a woman of my word, after all, and I promised I would return you afterwards. I think it's just this way. Come on.